It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton, always proud to bring you this show each and every week. Our underwriters are AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. Speaking of AAA Roofing, just a big thank you to them. The Huntington family has put together a gift to Marion University. Have you heard about this? It's going to rename the home of St. Joseph College at Marion University to the Huntington Family Hall. Of course, they own AAA Roofing and have for almost 100 years. So the Huntington Family Hall at Marion University, it's a gift in memory of Mary Ann Huntington. So thank you, Huntington family, for giving back to Marion University and really our community as a whole. Of course, the big news this week, everybody's probably still buzzing about it, is Roger Penske now owns the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. What's that all about? Well, Penske Enterprises has purchased the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the IndyCar Series, and IMS Productions. So big time deal. I don't know if there'll be big time changes as far as the Indy 500, but the Holman family has owned it forever. And now, I mean, this is a piece of history, a changing of the guard over at 16th and Georgetown as Roger Penske and Penske Enterprises takes over. One thing that I know a couple people are already talking about is Roger has always been about guaranteed spots in the field of 33. He argued a little bit with the Holman family and the folks that run the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for years about that. I bet that's something that we see in May. I bet you we see guaranteed spots for the regulars of the IndyCar Series. But all this is going to unfold, of course, as the week goes on, as the months go on. But congratulations. I mean, one thing you can say, if you follow IndyCar racing at all, with Roger Penske in charge, he has the Midas touch. He knows how to win. He knows how to take care of the show, so to speak. And I think Indy 500 is probably in very good hands with Roger Penske in charge. And Marion University, let's switch gears real quickly back to them after we talked about the Huntingtons. But Marion football continues to roll. If you're a Knight fan, you're pretty happy. Your team is 7-0 and ranked number 2 in the nation. And an interesting matchup for them this week. Marion travels up the road again and takes on Indiana Wesleyan. Indiana Wesleyan just recently, last few years, has started football. They want to be a Marion, I guess, as far as what football did for Marion. So Indiana Wesleyan and Marion will meet for the first time ever in football this coming Saturday up at Indiana Wesleyan. It's a noon kickoff, first meeting ever in football. It has been a long-time rivalry between the two schools. I mean, Marion and Indiana Wesleyan basketball, that is a big, big rivalry. Also softball, also baseball, but now they start it with football this Saturday at Indiana Wesleyan Marion. On the road, a noon kickoff at IWU. And, you know, we don't talk enough probably about IU football, but what a great story they have this year. They now have 7 victories. And congratulations to Tom Allen, their coach, and the Hoosiers. He's a great man, real good man. I knew him when he coached at Ben Davis High School, and now he's doing a nice job at IU. So congrats to the Hoosiers. They're bowl eligible, and every time they win, basically the bowl game just keeps getting warmer. And maybe later. They want to play, of course, on New Year's Day if they can. If they keep winning, who knows? It could happen. Your Colts, well, they host Miami. Quarterback situation's up in the air. Kicking situation maybe up in the air. I still think Adam Vinatieri is the GOAT, as they say, the greatest of all time. And we'll see what happens with him as the week develops as well. But the quarterback situation is what everybody's a little concerned about. Jacoby Brissett was hurt on Sunday. Again, we taped the show early in the week, so probably everything has changed by the time you're listening to this. But we'll be watching that this week as well to see how the Colts will do against Miami. It's a 4:05 kickoff this Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium. And the Patriots lost. I know, we're good Catholics, and we never cheer for anybody to lose, but I'm okay that they lost. Did I say it out loud? I did. High school football, 5A. Cathedrals will host Decatur Central this Friday night in high school football sectional championship games. 4A, Roncalli is at Lebanon. 3A, Chittard will host West Lafayette. And Ritter is still playing, looking strong. They're at Danville. And in 2A, Cecina plays at Heritage Christian. When we come back, guess what? We're going to talk baseball. Yeah, baseball in November when Catholic Sports Weekly continues.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. They still need workers. If you are looking for a job, AAARoofingCompany.com, and then click on the jobs icon, and maybe you can get going to work. And also 21ology.com. Hey, it's my pleasure to welcome back an old friend. He's been on this show before, Rob Barber from the Base Indy. Coach, how are you doing?
Hey, Will, great to be with you again, and I am doing terrific.
We are talking baseball in November. Normally, you and I are talking baseball over maybe some barbecue somewhere, but this time we're doing it on the radio. They used to have the old hot stove leagues. Do they still have those kind of things around? I remember my dad and I used to travel around northern Indiana and go to these hot stove leagues and just talk baseball in the winter. I know the World Series just ended, but is a hot stove league still something people do?
You know, there are Major League Baseball has some clinics and events and around, and that's what they refer to them as hot stove. And
okay.
And Theo, you ask about the Cubs, and Theo Epstein has his foundation, who supports the Base. It's called A Foundation to Be Named Later, and they raise money, and it's with Peter Gammons, and they raise money through these concerts that they host, and so. Of course, got Cubs Eddie Vedder,
yep.
Who go out there and play. Peter Gammons plays, but they call it hot stove cool music.
Oh, that's neat.
And so they have it in Chicago and Boston and three or four other sites to raise money. But, you know, a lot of these players, they get this time of year, they're at home, and they're going, all right, World Series is over, and so they pick up a guitar and start playing a little bit, and some of them can play pretty good. So we saw Bernie Williams last year up on stage. So,
oh, that's neat.
Yeah. Long answer to your question is, those are called hot stove events, and those are Theo's and that. So as far as the getting around and just getting around a hot stove and talking about baseball, we can now do that on the internet.
Can. We can do that on the internet. You're right. I'm talking with Rob Barber. He's with the Base Indy, longtime area coach, and played at IU, and you've been a coach for a long, long time, and now you've ventured into this new thing. And you're still coaching. I don't think you'll ever not be a coach. But the Base Indy, what is that all about for anybody that doesn't know anything about it? What is the Base Indy, and what are you trying to do?
Sure. What's happened in the situation that we really have is that most of our grandparents, because they live in this country, got to first base, if I can use that metaphor. But we started out on second, at least on second base, some cases on third base. But we had a responsibility, I think, and my parents did, and we got our education, that when you cross the plate, that you realize that there's some people that are at the plate with two strikes, or some people that can't even get to the plate. And part of being a good citizen is using the resources you have to be able to help them, strengthen them, give them some resources to be able to get them to first base and teach them how they can get to second base. And then what happens is they hopefully take off on their own. They hit third base, they cross the plate, and they learn to pick up other people. And we feel like that's a way you can change a community. Well, we've done that, or in the process of doing that, with baseball and softball. Just simply a passion point that they're, I've heard it from a lot of people. Mike Farrell, a friend of mine that's the area scout for the Royals, he's from Logansport, and he said he only went to Indiana State because he knew that's where he could play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but if he didn't have to play baseball there, he probably wouldn't have gone to college. So when you put a passion in front of somebody, they're more motivated to do the things that they need to do to be able to get there. And the Base uses that incentive to provide educational support, tutoring, classes, basically acting in the role of a sort of a surrogate parent and helping them sort out where they're at in life, what resources they have, whether it's health, and helping direct them with partners. And by the way, providing some great baseball instruction and opportunities to play and and get around and see some places.
Yeah, I mean, the baseball part of this, I mean, you really focus on, you know, some inner city kids, but not necessarily always inner city. Kids who are somewhat, like you say, maybe started out in life at home plate with two strikes, you know, and a guy throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs at him. And now this organization is designed to use baseball. Baseball is more of a tool than it is the end. You're not necessarily trying to build major league baseball players or big league, you know, college D1 softball players. What you're trying to do is give these kids an opportunity to just have a better life than what it looks like their path is on now. Am I correct?
That's exactly right. Well, you're spot on. I did not play a day of professional baseball, but because I got some good instruction and because a dad and mom that were great with me gave me that direction, gave me that opportunity, and Indiana University paid for a lot of my college education. But as I got to go on, you know, that I've been in and around the game for a long time now.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, that was an incentive, an opportunity. I was the first one to graduate from college in my extended family, and so that is, I think, important, and that is what we're doing. It is not to build major league players and for guys to go on, because you don't know. And when you come across a kid that's pretty good, that we're going to help them get to the next level and play, and then you know, that's what we do. But for us, it's about giving them some direction, giving them some hope, giving them some incentive, and give them the tools for life. And that also includes summer jobs, careers, and supporting them, you know, as they're going through college too. So it's, and mentoring is a big part of it. But at the end of the day, you know, baseball players it's a pretty good game, I think. You don't have to be 6'5". You don't have to, you know, run like T.Y. Hilton, you know, to be good. There's a position for guys that look like you and me.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know about me. You, definitely. Hey, we're talking with Rob Barber, The Base Indy. Now, your website, if people need more information, am I right? TheBaseIndy.org, right? Is it a .org?
You're right.
Okay.
Yes.
So TheBaseIndy.org. It's a national organization, really started, I think you said, in Boston, correct? Is kind of where it kind of got its start. And now you're one of a couple, really, around the nation that they're trying to get started on the local level here in Indianapolis. How can people, if they're listening to this now, other than going to the website, thebaseindy.org, how can they help?
We have none of what we provide, the resources we provide the kids, doesn't cost the kids or the families, doesn't cost them financially anything. So we raise all the money for the staff, for the facilities, for the programming, for all the things and the support that we do. So, of course, with that, we have partners. The biggest win here has been the Indianapolis Indians and Strata Education have been terrific in supporting us. But we are having an event on next Thursday. Not next Thursday, it's this Thursday.
It's this week,
coming
yeah.
up.
Yeah, if someone's listening to this show on Tuesday, it's here in a couple days. But if you're listening to this show on Friday, it was last night. So tell me about the event on Thursday.
Yeah, it's really two parts to the event. It's downtown at the Salesforce Tower at the top of it. It's the 47th floor, the Ohana floor. Salesforce has generously made that available to us. And so from 5 to 6 is kind of an hors d'oeuvres and drinks and get to know folks. And then 6 to 7 is really a time to celebrate what we feel like is, you know, a great and evolving culture in baseball in Indiana. And so some of the kids that we've been around, that we've worked with, that we've seen progress to all kinds of different places. And, you know, I was just talking to the father of Bob's dad, Radley, is a bullpen catcher and advanced scout. We went to Brebeuf and then Butler for the New York Yankees in the big leagues. And he does this. So he's got a path to there. You've got Matt Klein that's the director of operations for Mahle and Southeastern in the major leagues, number, you know, two or three guys for the Milwaukee Brewers. So people get to these levels. We're asking a lot of folks to come back. And so Drew Storen, you know, major league pitcher and local guy, Drew is going to be there at the event. Coach Jeff Mercer, saw Jeff grow up around his father and I were, you know, partners. He He's first-year head coach at Indiana University, and Jeff is was Big Ten Coach of the Year, and then won the Big Ten. So he's going to be down there. He's supporting what we're doing, and so it's part. So the event is part to celebrate that culture, get together, and do some good work, have some fun, and to talk about how we can help and work together to help some of the folks left behind. And then the other part of it is to try to raise money, and we realize that just like a team, everybody has a different role. There's some people that volunteer, some people that can commit some baseballs or some other equipment, or have a access to some other resources, and some people just have money and go, I'll just write you a check or make a credit card donation or something like that, and that's all fine too. So that's part of the event, is to try to celebrate, but also to raise a little bit of money to help us.
All right, so that's this Thursday, November 7th, downtown. And again, thebaseindy.org, people could go there and get more information. Real quick, Rob Barber, I can't let you go without, what'd you think, the Nationals World Series champs? What'd that mean to you to see the Nationals get one?
That was great for baseball. It's great that it's in our nation's capital where there's a little bit of conflict. Matter of fact, Drew Storen, of course, was a longtime Washington National, and I asked him about that. And he said, it's a great organization and really great guys. He said, I was just really happy for them. And I saw a nice article, and Anthony Rendon said he considered himself a Christian, before baseball player. Yeah. And so there's just some really good guys and some quality people there. And there are with Houston, too, but it's just fun when you see them. And to do something as extraordinary as they did, win all their games on the road. How about that?
Yeah, that's amazing. First time in history that the World Series champ won all four of them on the road. Yeah. And the Cubs have a new skipper, David Ross.
Hey, it's another catcher.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You like when catchers take over?
You do. Heck yeah. You like to see it. Girardi, coming back in. And so it's like, it's a lot of fun. Of course, I'm a catcher. And so there's a lot of, it's a lot of fun. So David's a great guy. He's a fun guy to listen to. I think understands a major league culture. And in a lot of ways will be, like Madden, but maybe give them a fresh perspective, more from a player's perspective, and maybe that's what the Cubs need.
Oh, well, great. Well, Rob Barber, thank you so much for what you're doing with thebaseindy.org. Enjoy your event, and we'll get you back on here again to talk baseball. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you so much, Will. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Taking a break. Back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elim Group. We've talked a little baseball, we've talked football, and now we're just going to talk, how faith kind of dials in to a man who really takes care of people. That's about the best way I can describe Lee White. He's with Bosma Enterprises, and Lee is a big Marian supporter, attended Marian University, and I know you're a faith-filled guy. That I don't know if I've ever met anybody like you that seems like your goal in life is to take care of other people. What is that all about, Mr. White?
Thank you, Will. Now, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show today. And, I don't consider myself special. I think that, we all have a heart for something. And in my case, it's just a heart for people. I feel that God has blessed me in so many rich ways. And I just think that it's imperative that we share those blessings when they're so bountifully given to us.
Yeah, well, we appreciate all you do, and thank you for your support of just our community. Lee White with Bosma Enterprises. For people who are going, okay, why do you keep saying Bosma Enterprises? People who may not know, what do you guys do? What's your focus?
Oh, wow.
That's a hard question. I know. You get a big focus.
Sure, we do. Bosma Enterprises is the organization set up by an organization called Ability One, which is actually a commission by the President of the United States. He appoints 13 to 14 people to be on a commission that helps to provide services and employment for people who are blind and visually impaired. And Bosma Enterprises is that organization that supports people with vision loss throughout the state of Indiana through employment, through rehabilitation, through opportunities to provide technology and accessibility and all of the things that a person who loses their sight needs to live an independent and productive life.
Yeah. And you guys, you and I were sitting there, we were playing golf a couple weeks ago and started talking about what you do and how faith is intertwined really with it, isn't it? I mean, you guys, faith is a very important piece to the pie over there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, keep in mind that, you know, we all have gifts that God has bestowed upon us. And in many cases, people who do not have certain gifts, they are able to compensate by maximizing their other gifts. So, you know, people who don't have vision are still very productive. They're still very intelligent. They're still very engaging and fun. And people with vision loss are no different than us, except they don't have one of the gifts that we've been given. And so there is faith there because I believe that God endows upon all of us some gifts and some disabilities, and he expects us to help those who do not have the gifts that we have and to benefit from others who have gifts that we don't have. So, yeah, there's definitely faith entwined in that.
We're talking with Lee White, and you and I, you love the game of golf. And golf is for lack of a better word, kind of a spiritual game sometimes, right?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, you can kind of, I'm not talking about prayer, but I'm talking about how you can really get yourself, your mind right and think. Help yourself think by using that game, can't you?
Absolutely. And yes, I have prayed on the golf course before many times on the putting green.
Yeah, but I've never seen you pray on the golf course now, but I haven't played with you enough maybe yet, huh?
But I would just say that, golf and any sport that allows you to just slow down and just enjoy the beauty that God has created in nature and in weather and there's just so many things, ethereal things about golf that if you can allow yourself to just enjoy, what God has created, then the sport doesn't become a serious, part of what you do.
Yeah. Our special guest is Lee White, and you're a very positive person. For our listeners, how do you maintain such a positive attitude? I mean, there are ups and downs in this world, whether it's your business life or your personal life. But you always seem to remain positive, and it's a contagious attitude that you portray with everyone you meet. Why is that so important, and how did you develop that? For someone listening, if they want to develop and be more of a positive person, how'd you do that?
Well, it's pretty easy. When you adopt a life of gratitude, when you're just able to be thankful just that God woke you up, and allowed you to see another day. For me, it's, God, thank you and help me to do something good today that you will be pleased. And I think part of that is helping someone else or sharing, a smile with someone or a random act of kindness or just living a life of gratitude. I mean, I'm just very thankful I lost my dad when I was very young, and he was young, he was 55, and at that point I just realized that life can be so short and taken away from you that you probably should just live each day as though it were your last and enjoy it and be happy and not sad and fight through all the adversity that you're going to have in your life and continue to be positive and happy, and that's just how I've chosen to live.
I imagine that attitude, you see a lot of that at Bosma, don't you? A lot of people who may have been given a disability, but they don't let it stop them.
Well, you cannot have a bad day at Bosma Enterprises. When you walk by and you see the amazing courage of people with blindness, the attitude that people have, even though, you know, just the magnitude of not having sight, sometimes I have a hard time grasping. Mm-hmm. But the people I work with are so positive and so happy and living their lives as though, hey, this is just a minor obstacle. I can still overcome. And it's a lesson for all of us to be thankful for the gifts that God has given us and to make sure that we don't take for granted those gifts.
How do people get involved with what you're doing, and how, if they want to help Bosma, or how would they step in and help? What's the best way, a website or a Facebook page?
Sure, all the above. We have an amazing website. We also, you know, are very strong in social media. My email address is leew@bosma.org. Anybody that wants to reach out through me, I'd be happy to connect them with our development group. We do have a lot of great donors who help us to fund our programs, but we're always looking for more donors. And if someone's been touched by blindness, we'd love for them to come to Bosma and let us help them figure out how to navigate their blindness within their families and friends.
Well, thank you for what you do. We're talking with Lee White, and I can't let you go without talking about your Marion University Knights football team, now 7-0. And you know, they haven't won a national championship since I left. So maybe this is the year. Do you kind of feel it again that the Knights look like they're engaged and ready to win another one?
I do, Will. And with what Steve Downing is doing over there and President Elsner and creating the atmosphere of a football team that didn't exist, you know, 10, 11 years ago, certainly didn't exist when I was there in the 80s. But it's just an amazing sports program, not just football, but all their sports have become world-class. And if you don't know Marion University, go visit the campus. It's just an unbelievable place for education and spirit.
Yeah, you're right, and they've done such a good job, and they keep moving forward, not only athletically, but everything, academically as well. So, Lee, thank you for your time. I really appreciate you jumping on board with us today.
Thank you, Will. Thanks for the call, and God bless you and all your listeners. Take care.
All right, that's Lee White. We do appreciate him and all he does at Bosma Enterprises and really all around the area. Well, that'll do it for another edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. I do want to say a quick prayer for the family of Trace Bulger. He was on our show. The family was back in May. He passed away. He was just 23 years old. TraceBulgerFoundation.org is the place to get information. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.